Chapter 10, The Visit to Massasoit. Now that the Indian chief had visited them, it became necessary for one of them to return the courtesy of his visit. They also wanted to find out exactly how many Indians there were near them and see what the country was like. They had hitherto worked so very hard, and so many of them had been sick that they had not explored the district. Edward Winslow was appointed by the governor to go with Stephen Hopkins and Squanto. They started across country and passed through a good many small settlements of Indians, who treated them very kindly. Most of them wished to follow them. They offered them bread and fish to eat and were much astonished at the sight of their guns. The pilgrims surprised them very much by shooting a crow at some 80 yards. They crossed quite a number of rivers and brooks, and were astonished that the Indians should offer to carry them across, and to carry all their luggage, particularly their guns, which, as Mr. Winslow says in his account, they did not allow them to carry, for fear they would carry them too far. At last they came to Massasoit's town, as it was called. It was really a number of small huts of skin and bark. They fired their guns in salute, which frightened the Indian women and children extremely, but not Massasoit. They presented him with a coat of red cloth decorated with lace and a copper chain to wear about his neck. He put both on and seemed very proud of them, strutting up and down for a long time. The other Indians gathered around the fire and sat upon their heels, smoking and grunting. Massasoit then delivered a long speech and said that they were welcome and that he would keep the treaty, but that he was a very great chief. "And am I not commander of this country?" All the Indians grunted and said he was. "And am I not then commander of this town?" And all the Indians grunted and said yes, he was. And so, as Mr. Winslow tells us, he repeated this question about 30 or 40 times. And this was his speech. When it was over, they smoked together and talked of England and the English king, and also something of the French whom he had seen. It grew late, and as they had not had any supper, the pilgrims became hungry. Massasoit offered them no supper, for as they learned later, there was nothing to eat. He did offer them a part of his bed, which was made of boards laid on sticks so as to raise it about a foot from the ground. It had a little thin mat of grass upon it, and no blanket or cover of any sort. Massasoit and the two pilgrims lay down upon it, and presently two or three other Indians came and crowded on it too, so that they slept badly that night. The next day they had no breakfast. The king went out in the morning, and after much trouble shot 2 fish with arrows in the stream. Though they were big fish, the pilgrims had very little to eat for dinner, because some 40 Indians besides themselves shared the fish. They determined to leave because the bed was so hard and there was so little to eat. The savages howled at night and kept them awake, and the mosquitoes bit them night and day. They started back again and reached Plymouth safely, but very hungry and tired. Soon after this, one of the pilgrim boys went out from the town to pick berries in the woods. He wandered too far and got lost, and for 5 days he was in the woods, with nothing but berries to eat and nowhere to sleep but on the ground. At night he was very much frightened because of the wolves which howled around him. On the 5th day he was found by some Indians, who took him to their town quite a little distance from Plymouth. He thought he was captured by the Indians and would never see his father and mother again. But the pilgrims sent out an expedition to find him and brought him home safely.